Patrick DeHaan, who joins us now on the McLaren Health Plan phone line. Patrick is with GasBuddy.com. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. Hopefully everything is well in Lansing.
Everything's very well in Lansing. Thanks so much for coming on to the program this morning. Real quick, what are gas prices like in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, in Chicago here, still $4.39, quite a bit higher than what I'm seeing in Lansing this morning.
Yeah, you know, Lansing, it's been interesting what has been going on this week, because to start the week, we were at, I believe at some stations, it was about $3.59, I do believe. Then the prices went up on Tuesday to $3.89 a gallon, which we kind of expected with the Memorial Day weekend on the way. But what I did not expect was this big drop that we had yesterday from what I saw. I saw early in the day $3.75. Other people told me they saw even less than that, I think down to $3.61 at some stations. Does that surprise you, what happened this week?
Not really. You know, a lot of activity. In fact, now we're seeing the lowest prices, South Lansing Admiral down to $3.58. Sam's Club, where Tony loves going, is down to $3.54.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that back. It is a little surprising how quickly prices shifted during the week. As you noted, starting the week, much lower, then we jumped to $3.89, and now prices have shot right back down, with Lansing's average back down to $3.72 already. But it just goes to show that, you know, prices don't necessarily go up just because of the holiday. This is just routine price movement. You know, prices, people would say, well, you know, prices always go up to the holiday. Well, then I'm sure those people were caught off guard when prices came crashing down back again, kind of going against their logic of prices going up for the holiday. This is the cyclical nature of gas prices in Lansing and Michigan. Prices move up. Yeah, it is a coincidence that it's a holiday, but they move up, you know, virtually every other week or very often during the times of year.
Yeah, I was definitely one of those caught off guard, I will admit it. Now, is it, with as unpredictable as things have been this week, is it possible that they could go up again sometime during the weekend?
It would be a shock. In all my time of monitoring gas prices in Michigan, which I've been doing since 2004 now, I think there's only been one or two times that we've seen a big spike on the weekend. So I'm going to go with my logic here and say that we shouldn't see an increase on Saturday and Sunday. Now, you know, I don't see a reason for an increase here today either. Prices have been coming down in the wholesale market. In fact, things have dropped pretty significantly on the wholesale market since earlier this week. Meanwhile, the West Coast, if for any reason anybody's headed out there, the opposite is going on, so we should be thankful that our prices are going down. But I really would be shocked if prices went up between now and Monday night. I think the next potential that prices would go up our Tuesday, and that's just because everybody's out of the offices on the weekend. So it'd be very odd to see a price increase, a big price increase during the weekend.
Where do we stand right now with crude oil prices, and how big of an impact have they had recently on the price of gas?
Well, crude oil is down to about $91 a barrel. It's held steady. It's dropped to 89, and then it bounced back up to 91.5. That's having an impact on gasoline prices, but because of production, there are still some refineries here in our region that are undergoing maintenance, and when we see those refineries kick back on, I have a feeling that we could see the low point in Lansing drop into the 340s. You know, that's not to say we're always going to have these big increases, so instead of prices going from 358 to 389, we may make it all the way down to 340, and then prices may go up back to 369 or so. So there's always going to be this range. But when those refineries kick back on in the next few weeks, production will be boosted, and I think the low point will be somewhere in the very, very low 350s, perhaps the 340s. And then when we see these increases, it'll be maybe to 370 instead of 389.
All right, well, Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com joining us as we are getting closer to our news break. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Enjoy the holiday weekend.
Thanks, you as well.